This is a double-sided study for the Libyan Sibyl that appears on the Sistine Chapel ceiling. In that fresco, the figure is about 12 to 14 feet tall. Carmen Bambach.
In most of Michelangelo's studies for the figure, one can almost walk behind the figure.
Michelangelo draws a small circle and a line just above each shoulder.
What it's indicating are the two muscles and in the structure of the shoulder, the points where the plane of the back becomes slightly foreshortened as it turns in space. This is the kind of suggestion of three-dimensionality that only a sculptor really thinks about.
Here, in addition to the upper body, Michelangelo also carefully observed how the muscles of the lower body would be engaged as the figure rose from a seated position. Look in the lower right corner at the three studies of the foot and toes.
That is the pivotal form on which the entire axis of the body turns, and all the figure's weight essentially rests on this foot.
Nearby is another sheet, almost certainly from the same sketchbook. The two drawings, one from the Met and the other from the Ashmolean Museum, have been reunited for display in this exhibition face to face after centuries of separation. Their individual histories after leaving Michelangelo's workshop are reflected in their differing physical conditions. Paper conservator Marjorie Shelley.
The papers that Michelangelo used were of the highest quality. They were handmade from rags that are made from textiles, and they have really withstood the test of time. Some of them have a patina of age in terms of their color, but they're still very strong, and they provided an excellent surface to work on.